As the cards continue to fall. Diddyland. We need like a jingle for Diddy stuff because it's going to be going on for quite some time.
I know. And can I tell you this today's story? I did a no. You know, this whole scenario, this whole thing, it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger and it's snowballing and it's sweeping up more people. But today's revelation just made me go, no, not him.
I've heard rumblings about this for a while with him. Cuba Gooding Jr., named in the explosive lawsuit alleging Diddy led businesses involving drugs, sex trafficking, and sexual assault. And the bombshell lawsuit filed in New York this week by Rodney Lil Rod Jones has accused music mogul Sean Diddy Combs and actor Cuba Gooding Jr. of perpetrating sexual assault, drug-related crimes, and other illicit activities. The lawsuit filed on Monday in federal court contained shocking allegations that have sent shockwaves through the entertainment industry. Is this the lawsuit document that you sent me earlier in the week? Is that this document right here?
I'm having a hard time keeping track of it. I think this is the document.
I think
but
it
I
is.
Don't recall seeing Cuba Gooding Jr. in there.
I haven't had a chance to go through it in great detail yet, but I will look at that very soon because I want to read it. And
no, he's not listed. He is not listed as one of the defendants. So this is something else.
Another one. I wonder, can we find this one? This lawsuit. Jones alleges that his life took a devastating turn after he was introduced to Combs in August of 2022 to produce songs for an upcoming R&B album titled The Love Album, Off the Grid. However, what began as a professional opportunity soon turned into a nightmare, according to Jones. Working with Combs, Jones claims he was subjected to months of abuse, including sexual assault and coercion into engaging into homosexual acts. The lawsuit alleges that Combs promised Jones professional success in exchange for compliance with his demands, including engaging in sexual activity. Furthermore, Jones accused actor Cuba Gooding Jr. of molesting him while on Combs' yacht in the U.S. Virgin Islands in January 2023. According to Jones,
forgive me, he is listed in here. It's not listed at the top of the document,
but he's in there.
He's listed on page 22.
Okay, so it is that is the doc.
Yeah,
okay.
It is.
According to Jones, Combs introduced him to Gooding Jr. and then left him alone, during which Gooding Jr. allegedly assaulted him. The lawsuit paints a very disturbing picture of Combs' business practices, alleging a culture of drugs, sexual assault, and violence. It accuses Combs of soliciting underage girls, with claims that drugs were laced into drinks at parties hosted by him. Photos included a lawsuit that depicts Combs' associates carrying back pouches filled with drugs, including cocaine, GHB, ecstasy, and marijuana gummies. Responding to the allegations, Combs vehemently denies the claims, labeling Jones as a con man seeking undeserved compensation. He stated, "We have indisputable, incontrovertible proof that his claims are complete fabrications," and expressed readiness to address the accusations in court. Well, we'll see where that goes.
Wow.
Considering you have you already settled the suit with Cassie, but there's certainly allegations there. There's another Jane Doe that is out there that has filed as well. And there's so many people making allegations here. Mace coming out and is saying reparations is getting closer and closer on a podcast just the other day. Stating that, we're here. This is, what did they actually say? There was another line that he said. I put it somewhere in this document.
Is it the come talk to me in public on a public podcast and forum?
It wasn't that. It was basically, he's going to be getting what, it's time that this happened. Something to that effect. I'm paraphrasing. It was beyond the reparations comment, but it was on that same sort of line. 50 Cent, his ex Daphne Joy, posting a cryptic message on her Instagram story after being named in the lawsuit against Diddy, saying, "Thank you, God, for your love." She's an OnlyFans creator. She was with 50 for a while, and also was apparently, allegedly, on the sex payroll of Diddy. And Fitty making some comments about that. It just goes on and on and on and on, and there's so many allegations from so many different people. It's going down. This is,
who else is going to get swept into this? We talked about it a little bit yesterday. Who else is next? Mm-hmm. You know, what shoe is going to drop here? Other people, are we talking heads of music companies? Are we talking huge celebrities? I mean, we've heard the names mentioned, that have been at parties. That doesn't necessarily mean that they were involved in anything, but how many people are going to be involved in it?
I'm curious about, several. L.A. Reid, one of them. He's the one who said that it'd be a great idea for Usher to go spend that summer with Diddy to experience the lifestyle, quote unquote. I don't know if he'd be involved in it or if he just was thinking, hey, go hang out with this guy. He didn't really, I don't know. I find it hard to believe that a lot of people didn't have any idea what he was into, that were deep into this. I don't know.
I liken it back to Hollywood, where everybody knew about Weinstein. Everybody knew what he was up to, but nobody could do anything about it. Everybody knew he was just a slimy asshole, but he was so high up, there was nothing you could do.
No.
And it started the whole Me Too movement. So maybe this is the second phase of, we've had enough of this shit. If you want to be famous, you don't have to go through this to get there.
I think it's another phase of it. I think it's the rap music's version of Me Too that's having a reckoning right now with all this. And there's a lot of people that are speaking out that have been close with him. And in no way am I saying everyone who was close to them, was part of this. There's plenty of professional relationships that I'm sure were just professional relationships. And I'm not speaking professional as in like escort professional. Mary J. made a comment today as well, talking about that she's not afraid to burn bridges. A lot of people reading into what that means. I don't know if it's maybe had a deposition or something, and was, spilling her guts of what she knew about what was going on. I don't know. There's a lot of people who worked with him for a while and a lot of people who then never did again.
And that's very telling. You've got artists in the music industry where you always see them teaming up, they've got great relationships. I'm looking at a story from Page6.com. It says former Extra host and Sean Diddy Combs dancer Tanika Ray recalls horrific story. I just knew to avoid him at all costs.
Yep.
It's very telling,
This is very much the R. Kelly story all over again, if not worse.
Worse.
I think it may go to far more depths than the R. Kelly story, quite honestly.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think we're closer to more like Epstein type territory here than
just, he may surpass Epstein. He's been doing this a lot longer.
No, I don't know about that. Epstein is a hard one. I think he sets the bar pretty fucking high in terms of horrible behavior. But I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see. It's every day more money, more problems, or soon no money, a lot of problems. Lots of problems.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.